It's worth anything, I handed a pistol over first.
So it wasn't a certain thing, and the leadership itself seemed friendly.
I see. So you did not. So you did not tell Lieutenant Calhoun of your concern.
If I thought perhaps if I was the only one that noticed it, it was not justified opinion. That's obviously the only conceivable reason.
I see, Doctor. So once you were captured, how did you say it?
I used the lithium crystals with help from
Evans.
To blow the door using my communicator.
Based on your experience, did you believe you contaminated the culture?
They are now much more aware of spacefaring cultures. As you read in the report, they have the med kit.
Right.
However, the culture is only mildly contaminated. Any situation where there's contact, there's some degree of contamination.
Do you think Lieutenant Calhoun placed you in dangerous situation by leaving you behind without security, without recruiting?
We both voluntarily gave up our phases as a sign that they could trust us.
This was your suggestion, not the clinical?
It was in fact Evan's suggestion.
I
followed up on it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I brought it up. I remember I asked you if I felt comfortable with it. I couldn't remember
it. It was after I'd given it over, I think. No, actually, I think you asked about the guards.
After I said yes,
I did, I handed over my face.
Oh, you handed the face.
Ensign Evans, do you believe he acted in accordance with the spirit of General Order 1?
Yes.
Did he seem to get too funded anyway?
No.
Same for you?
What?
Same for you? You did not develop any sort of relationship with anybody?
No. There was one person who helped us at the end, but we didn't develop it.
We left over her.
She's probably not alive anymore anyway.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. You've been a lot of help.
My character not been informed of the need for the wall is silent?
Nobody's really been silent. I don't think you're going to put a sentence. Get off the ghost.
So, Instagram is called back here. What's
the
two? Now that he's back from a mission. Do you feel Lieutenant Calhoun engaged in a real life by leaving?
Oh, no, sir. It was my suggestion to do so.
Did you notice Ensign Beltana talking normally with any other media?
No, but I was, sir.
did Ensign Beltana so you were the first to overlay your tripod?
Yes, sir.
And Ensign Beltana was next?
I believe so, sir.
And yet, she didn't destroy her anything.
You're
a girl, boy.
That's a girl.
Okay.
Is that relevant?
Sometimes it would take her that is easy to make in the flurry of the moment, sir. It probably would have been better for either of us to grab it and throw it at the tricorders, even if we would have been shot in doing so.
Probably. Do you see any Romulans down there?
Danny what?
Bottom.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Tandem might be wrong, and I can never really tell the difference.
Did the tenant tell who... You warned the tenant tell them about the fine director?
Yes, sir.
And yet he still took a type 3 phaser?
I don't think I warned him before we took the type 3 phaser. I think my discussions were really in the shuttlecraft on the way down.
But so he allowed the security to take it out of the shuttle.
Well, yes, sir.
Did he have any standing orders for security to shoot him anyway he was funny?
No, sir. None that I was aware of.
My standing order is off by a clock. That's what I said.
In the negotiations, Lieutenant Talbot act as within the spirit of the prime director, in your opinion?
That makes it a little harder for me to say. I don't feel I'm qualified to answer that question, sir. You had a very convincing argument.
I see.
I think
that... But he disagreed with us.
Yes, sir. I have one additional thing, sir.
Yep.
There was dangerous seismic activity on the planet, which I'm fairly certain was being caused by dilithium crystals.
Uh-huh.
And I told one of the people that they should remove all of the quartz on the planet. Not necessarily directing them toward the dilithium crystal, but toward the things that were causing the instability in their city. And it could very well have corrupted their culture.
Well, I see. All right, thank you. Thank you.
We're so screwed, aren't we?
Okay.
You can beta board scan, I feel like beta board is so tired. But beta board is hanging out there, exhausted. That's his flunky.
Didn't I have some clue if the beta board is funky?
True.
Since it's how we talk.
You gave Crystal that she screwed up on.
Did I get
what?
You get
Crystal
shot at
Donald.
Crystal has been here since.
Oh, maybe
she did. That might be the only thing Donald did.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's the only thing he did.
And you gave him a shot to detect something and he failed.
11. Sorry, 13, 14.
Okay. As far as you can tell, she was kind of here.
I guess you wouldn't stand there.
Yeah.
You also gave us psychology roles. That would be failed. Do you have psychology?
I have the medical. It's for medical science. Does it deal with emotions?
I don't think I need any more. Anyways, you're wrong. You're going. Okay. So you wait for the parachute.
Right.
Meanwhile, you go over to the board and customer
service. Just out of curiosity about how this thing works, how is he giving the orders for the ship and not the captain?
The
captain is very liberal. about
mature our command skills.
Yeah. That's her official reason.
She's
a drunk, isn't she? No, she does seem to stay in the town a lot.
And we did first officer.
And we have actually had contact with Roman Mail.
Because none of us are the command crew, right?
Right. You're the fourth ship.
What?
You're the Delta ship. So you're the fourth ship.
We're just on the we're on the skeleton crew. We're on the late ship. And when we're on the ship, she's sleeping.
And everything exciting happens during that ship part.
No, really, exciting things happen in the other ships, too.
We
wake up, and you know, like this battle nebulae, spy coming in with more friends than that.
What do you think you're going to mention yourself?
double hand and shake. So glad you were able to join.
Oh, sorry.
You seem overworked. I thought a break here on the ship and a friendly face would be beneficial.
Well, it's very kind of you, Lieutenant. I'm sorry about Commander Dolan. He can be very overzealous sometimes.
I'm sure that's just his job.
Yes, he is. He's a very dedicated man. Unfortunately, I think his obsession with Robin and Tal Shiar has occasionally. He's not Robin.
Wow. Well, what's your poison? What would you like me to get you?
Just Sentail.
Okay. I'll go get us 2 Sentails.
Okay.
So, when I get back, I might ask for, do you think there is a threat?
There is. There has been more Tal Shiar agents.
Recently?
Tal Shiar activity within the last year. We suspect that they're planning something.
A secret way of detecting them? I mean, I could inform our security guys.
Just suspicious activity. The child PR is not very good about genetic manipulation.
So they're genetically same. Anything we can look for in like the teleporter logs or anything?
No, not really. We haven't found a way to reliably detect. It's mostly a matter of slipping up, the standard security stuff. They make a slip and
sounds
the wrong way.
It's obviously very exciting.
It's very tedious. Unlike your job.
We do get
the
variety.
Blow up lots of things.
I wouldn't say that blowing up things was really the highlight.
Really?
No.
Nice battle, just the blood blowing.
A good game of Greasy Square is the blood blowing. I don't get to play as much as I used to in my academy days. So where are you from? Beta Zoe, what's the name of the planet?
Beta Zoe. Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to work for the Federation?
My whole family has served the Starfleet since pretty much the day of the joint.
Any notables I know?
Probably not. I felt Starfleet College was the best place for me.
Because I'm a telepath.
You're a telepath, but what race are you?
Beta Z Vulcan.
Oh, that's right, because I'm Beta Z Vulcan.
I look like a Vulcan because you look at pointy ears and you think everyone with pointy ears, they're the Vulcans. You
look like big brown eyes, though, don't you?
Yeah. That's what the second thing. Right.
What's that?
How do you look at your ship?
Oh, it's been great. I was a little, when I was first assigned here, I was a little doubtful about the career path that I would like to do, but this has been exciting, and as the captain, to give us such a great opportunity to command. I can't imagine any officer who would want to command with a better opportunity than to exceed in the same environment.
I see. Provide plenty of opportunities for people with a good amount of vision. And then you crew seems to be a fine crew.
Fine crew, a great crew. I hope the animosity that your co-worker is creating isn't lasting.
I'm sure that your crew will get over it soon.
It'd be nice. Makes people second guess them their coworkers isn't really that good. And I really don't think there's a threat to become anybody that I interact with. That's me. Definitely got disadvantage. Disadvantage. Oh, a secret underground mole.
I believe we're all fingers in a marquee, but I do. Luckily, he's not looking. No, that was real good. Without telling the GM, we all created Mackie characters in the ship. Mm-hmm. And we were the command crew of a starship.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you're on the wrong border.
Yeah.
On the wrong border, not doing any damage. Really good. You should be in the equivalent of the Mackie and on the wrong border. So, I'd like to give her a tour of the ship and some of the entertainment section. Maybe even.
Your bedroom. That's a good entertainment.
Well, if I could end it there, that'd be just fine. But, there's the.
Man, trying to get laid in the flight.
Oh,
man.
The hall. The hall of suites with holodecks, you know, an interesting program.
So do I have a presence?
Does this crappy spaceship have holodecks?
Yeah, I do charm.
Is that holodecks?
Yes, there are two holodecks.
Presence plus
that's
one?
That's the end of humanity. It's all.
Sympathy, patch, charm.
Because the morals are very loose in the day.
Alright, so just a mere five. A mere four.
A mere four, God. Okay. Well, so you have a nice time.
Yeah.
You have sexy?
Apparently, he's not seeing the courage one.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Well, she's a beta zoid. They're pretty loose.
They are very loose. You sure that four didn't do it?
Okay.
Are you kidding?
All right. So a couple days later, the flash comes in. We need more lithium and stuff, so you can recharge the warp engines. Everything else has been fixed by now.
Okay.
So you're ready to go.
Hey, in the middle. Well, we're not ready to go. I mean, I wasn't planning on leaving this place. I'm still hoping to offer other transport, but assuming we can prove the bulk of the people want it, mm-hmm. like this little junta is not, you know, it is hopefully over.
Fortunately, the two don't
think.
Would it be best to communicate with Starfleet and discuss the best course of action with them?
Well, I'll discuss it with the captain and see what she thinks. Which shows that there's two things I'd like to do within those 2 days or whatever. Develop a defense against this weapon or this enemy use of weapon. We know enough about it now. I think we can develop it. Do we not have our shields? We have the metaphasic shield up.
Mm-hmm.
But encompassed within the metaphasic shield, we have normal field protection.
Yeah, basically.
All right, so it blasted right through that.
It's just the way it interacts with the shield and the warp engine.
So all we gotta do is change the shield harmonics. What's that?
Probably. It'd probably be better if you'd actually shut off the warp engine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then it wouldn't affect it as much.
Oh, okay. Well, alright. And then I'd also talk to Captain about the transporting them out. See how she feels about that. And then ask her something else. Protection. Oh, I want to see if they can communicate two ways to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So utilizing the same technique they used to communicate with us, that because they did communicate with us, something other than the Fibonacci series and the prime number. Because it's like on the same band, communicate back to them once we are in range.
Okay.
So we hail them.
Alright, so you hail them?
Well, first off, what's the captain thing? Does she just want Federation to take care of it?
And
I feel like
really
I feel like I keep it in house.
You want to try it? Go ahead.
How many people would they need to transport to with that?
100,000.
100,000.
How many people can our ship transport?
5,000. 20 trips.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of trips. So.
By then we have a lot.
Yeah, you could talk to them and maybe they'll agree. If you can set up some sort of communication dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the Federation
about the That's
all right. So if you can set up a dialogue. So that, you know,
oh, I did see that. No, I didn't.
Did sure
I?
You did.
I did? Okay.
It was in the, I left it fairly large in the room.
So we meant to leave, that's all. That we were meaning to leave.
Yeah, so if you can set up a dialogue.
But it isn't just us taking off and joining. Alright. So I communicate with him and ask, of course, for the leader. Draft line of the leader.
Okay. So Dolver.
Dolver. Unfortunate incident. I hope that Jobar is anything. Jobar? He didn't have your authorization to do what he did.
Yes.
Well, Jobar did convince me that perhaps it would have been better to detain you to find out more information about your Federation before we try to do anything. Before we trusted your our fate in your hands.
But that isn't what he communicated to us. He communicated straight blackmail, the lives of our men. For fake transport.
Well, Jobar was a kid, overzealous and that, but.
If we just didn't have two more armed and have the guys, we probably could have both had
them. Well, at least.
He really only just wanted to delay you until we could interrogate them.
So, you're telling me even though he said he was going to kill one of them in an hour, that wasn't going to happen?
it would depend on your actions, of course.
Okay.
But no, we did not. So
I would still like to help your people, and then perhaps after this, you'll be less xenophobic. So, with that in mind, we're still willing to transport your population to another planet. I have three selected here. You can choose from. The one that CC needs most.
Best one? Worst one?
Exactly. Close, far, whatever. You know, you decide what you want to do. We can only transport 5,000 at a time. And of course, any interactions with your people in the future will not be unarmed.
It says,